Now it's quiet. Monday night. What's today? Monday night, Tuesday night, whatever it is. Tuesday night, very local. Hey, we learned last night, Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is also on Shabbos. It's not a free-for-all. Hey, the guy has a guy on the block. Very geschmack. But Adarab, it's much more chomer than people. First of all, the Yetzer Misser is more chomer. It's a very chomer dikashvus. And the heter of Derech Remez is pure Remez. Now, there's two alfanim that the Achronim forbid, even though we would call it Remez. They call it Remez b'derech tzivui. And then there's Remez shelo b'derech tzivui. So we're makil by Remez shelo b'derech tzivui. You say, the light's on, I can't sleep. The food's burning, it's going to burn, I'm afraid of a fire. That's just plain, you make that statement. If he says, we learned last night, you cannot say, can you help me out? You can't make a request. You can't ask a question. He can't respond to your request. So you can't say, can you please help me out? If you can't even say, can you come to my house and look at this? You can't give him any command that he's responding to. If he says, should I turn off the light? You want me to turn off the light? You can't say yes. That's like giving him a command that he's responding to. That's even if you don't, without mention of the malacha. Like I said, can you help me out, is also. Can you come to my house and help me out? Can you come to my house and look at what I want to show you something? It's also. That's, we learned that yesterday. There's another, I'll call it chum, it's not a chumra, there's another scenario which many, many poskim, perhaps most poskim, hold as osur. Here there's a significant minority that hold its mutter. So, I don't know, you make your own judgment or you ask a shiloh or whatever. And that is if you mention the malacha, but you don't make a request. You mention the malacha. In other words, you say, I can't turn off the light. It's Shabbos. We can't turn off the light. So you're mentioning the malacha, and you're implying that he should do something. So that's also remez. There's no tzivui there. It's not really remez, but derech tzivui, because you're not making any form of tzivui. You're just making your statement. But you're mentioning the malacha that has to be done. Many hold it's also from the Aruch HaShulchan, it's mashma tzosser. But many, there are a number of contemporary poskim from Zalman and I forgot who, it's brought down in the Sefer, I believe it's true, that hold that's mutter. Even if you mention the malacha, if there's no request or akosho or tzivui. So again, the pure remez is you just keep repeating, because if he says, what do you want me to do, you can't answer him. And you can't say, would you like, you know, he says, would you like me to turn off the light? You can't answer him. So you just have to say, when the light's on, we can't sleep. If this stays on, we're afraid it's going to burn down the whole house. The electricity is going to blow. We can't see anything. The food's going to spoil if this refrigerator is off. You just keep talking like that. And till he gets it. And if he doesn't get it, well, he doesn't get it. Okay, this is Amir al-Akum. Then in the coming days, Mr. Hashem will be discussing the other Isser, which is after you've avoided, so to speak, the Isser of telling him to do something for you. There's another Isser of benefiting directly from a malacha that a guy does for a yid. So how do you avoid that? Even if you have not commanded him to do something, so you haven't been over that Isser, but now he did a malacha for you, and you're presumably benefiting from it, that's Isser. So when is that Isser, and when is it Mutter? We'll be seeing about that.